Okay, on the line now we have Aimé Van Wyllik, and she's a coordinator for Culture Night next week. Good afternoon, Aimé. How are you?
Hi, good afternoon, Noel. Thanks for having me.
Not at all. Is it my imagination, or is this getting bigger and bigger every year?
It's definitely getting bigger. It's the eighth year, actually, this year. And, I mean, in Dublin alone, we've had an increase of, I think we have about 60, 70 extra venues. So we're reaching about 210 venues that are opening up on Culture Night, which is amazing. And all the counties are involved again. So it's really spreading. And each county has more events on than in previous years. So we're looking at about more than 1,300 events all over Ireland on Culture Night that are taking place simultaneously.
Yes, yeah.
So it's going to be an interesting night.
Yeah, as I said earlier on to our listeners, it's countrywide. But one of the scoops that you have this year, I don't think you've had before, is the concert orchestra.
Oh, exactly. That's one of our highlights, which will they're going to be performing live in Meeting House Square on the night between 7 and 10. And it's also going to be broadcast live on Arena Radio 1, which is brilliant. And they're going to have guest artists like Julie Feeney, The Walls, Lunasa. So it's going to be a lovely event. And it's free entry, obviously. Everything is free on Culture Night. And there's no booking required. So it's really seats will be allocated. Seats and standing spaces will be allocated on a first-served, first-come basis.
Yeah. I must say, it's if you pardon my expression of it, it's a real pick and mix of a day and night, and it's a really great family entertainment
right across the board. Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we have a new initiative as well this year, which is the Family Cultural Trail, which is really reaching out to families and kids to come and discover different objects. There's about 12 museums, organizations that are taking part in this trail, and they each have an object of discovery, and some are kind of in the all over in Dublin, actually. So it's a brilliant initiative as well.
Mm-hmm. And the part with Dublin Bus, the free buses every 20 minutes on Bachelor's Walk there, is that new this year, or has that always been there?
No, that's been happening the last couple of years, which is great. And this year we're actually doing some performances on the buses as well, which are kind of unique listening or event experiences as such. And the Walton School of Music are actually providing us with musicians and teachers that are going to be performing on the buses on the night. And we have also storytellers who will be telling a story on the bus, so people can experience that whilst they're, you know, going from A to B.
Okay, I mean, there's a massive amount of stuff going on countrywide, but in Dublin especially. But if you can give me the website, Aimé, because we won't get through them all. I want to talk about a few of them. Yeah. What's the website?
Website is culturenight.ie. And we've also recently just released the app for iPhone, so that's downloadable as well.
Okay.
And an Android app is due to follow very soon.
Okay, I want to ask you about, there's a host of new venues on board this year, as you mentioned earlier on, but the Art Tunnel in Smithfield and the Zoological Museum and the Little Museum of Dublin, these are all being introduced to people, but they've been around a while, have they, or is one or two of them rather
new? Oh, they have. The Smithfield Art Tunnel, I'm not sure how long they've been going on. It's a community garden, actually. It's just at the bottom of Smithfield there on the Lewis Tracks. It's a stunning little place, and people in the area can actually get access to the garden and actually, you know, do some gardening there or do events as well. So it's a beautiful community project. And it's stunning, and it's really worthwhile dropping in on Culture Night. And then obviously the Little Museum of Dublin as well, that's a great addition to have. And I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with it, but it's brilliant to be able to go to it for free on the night.
Yeah.
And the Zoological Museum as well, that's not always open. So they're trying to introduce more regular opening hours. So it's brilliant to have that open on the night, because it's a real discovery. And they're also taking part in the Family Cultural Trail. They have the Great Auk on display, and they'll do events around that. So it's an interesting museum as well to visit.
And what's the big smoke? I was just going to ask you, what's the big smoke writing factory?
The Big Smoke Writing Factory is another, it's a kind of a creative writing center, and they do workshops for creative writing just on a regular basis. And they're also a new addition to this year's Culture Night program, and they're doing workshops on the night. for a kind of taster workshops for creative writing, and they'll just have some reading events as well on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's I mean, the few things you've mentioned there, and there's going to be the Mendicity Institution as well as the Marshes, Archbishop Marshes Library. That's all just in Smithfield alone. So it's just giving the people some idea of the diversity of what's going on.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Ray Yates actually a couple of weeks ago in the photographic at a photographic exhibition there in Temple Bar, and he was pretty excited because it's only his second year as well. So I'm sure he's had some great ideas. I'll be talking to him next week as well.
Exactly. That's
okay.
Great.
Listen, I'll probably see you in the course of our travels, and we'd bump into each other next week and compare notes, I suppose.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Great.
Thanks very
so
much
Neil.
For giving
Thanks
us a your time, because I know you're very busy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.